It's welcome then to our last guest this morning, Gillian Boyd from Councillor Gillian Boyd, I should say, who is Labor's candidate. Gillian lives at Krubia. Gillian, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Colin. It's a pleasure to join you this morning.
Gillian, let's start with a bit of background. What do you do and why are you running again for council?
Well, I'm retired. I'm a retired public servant. I moved here 10 years ago. I moved here for the environment. I'm a gardener, so I enjoy gardening. I enjoy the fertile soil we have here and the plentiful rainfall, which I never had in Canberra. So, yeah, we have a beautiful garden out on a block carved off a dairy farm.
That sounds pretty pleasant.
When I retired, it is very nice, although unlike Ulladulla, it is windy. It is often very windy as the wind sweeps off the little forest clatter.
Well, let's hope it's not too much wind today. It's been pretty brutal. So why are you running again for council?
Well, I was second on Liza Butler's ticket at the last council election. When Liza was elected to the state parliament, I was elected by a countback. So I'd been on council for 12 months. During that 12 months, I have learnt an amazing amount. The learning curve has been extremely steep, but very rewarding. And I've found I enjoy doing the work. And I look forward to using that learning to deliver more for the community in the future.
Yeah, and you've got lots of experience, I guess, a life experience that brings to that. So what do you believe are the key issues that face the community in your area?
Well, I think Patricia laid them out. It's, of course, the roads. That's what everyone wants fixed, the roads. They are particularly bad around here, but I think they're bad throughout the Shoalhaven. We all believe we drive on the worst roads in the Shoalhaven. And we need to look at ways of repairing those roads in a way that they last longer. We need to have a cycle of maintenance on those roads so that they don't get so bad in the future, or as bad. The second issue I think that's important, another key issue, is affordable housing, as the other people have mentioned, or housing generally. And I think that we can address those housing issues on a number of fronts. But as well as increasing the number of houses available to people and the affordability of houses, we need to make sure those houses are located in appropriate places, you know, places that are close to amenities, close to community facilities, that sort of thing. So, and the community that those houses are in is well designed as well. Mm. So that communities are designed for livability and good health and well-being, as much as just somewhere to live.
If we can go back to roads for a moment and the underlying financial issues, I mean, of course, we have the Shoalhaven, as indeed many places along the coast of New South Wales, been hit by extraordinary disasters. We've had literally fire and flood and then flood and flood and flood and flood. That obviously puts the plans of the best managed council at risk. Yes. How do we manage both those issues as well as the financial side of it? Because, as I've said to the other councillor candidates, the rates in Shoalhaven are relatively low compared to similar councils around New South Wales. How do we address those two issues?
Well, yes, I think obviously revenue needs to increase, and I think part of that has to come from rates. We did not vote in a 44% rate rise because I think every council recognised that that was excessive. It was never a rate rise, as Patricia said. It was a special rate variation, in other words, permission to raise the rates over the next 10 years by 44%. That was not endorsed by council. No rate rise was endorsed by council except the IPART or the independent...
So the inflation rate. Yep.
Patricia said 3.5. I think it was 4.5. But a fairly minimal amount, not enough to increase the amount of funding available for roads. And I think the efficiencies that council has identified so far in the 12 months since, or it's probably only 9 months since we have been working towards identifying efficiencies, increasing the amount of cash reserves available to council. I think there hasn't been sufficient identified or raised to address the roads issue. I can't see that in the near future our roads will be greatly improved with the amount of funding we have available to us at the moment, or even with a minimal rate rise or a, you know, a reasonable rate rise of 8 to 10%. I can't see that even with huge grants that council is able to address that 1,750 kilometres of damaged roads.
I mean, it was over $100 million of damage to the roads in the rain in 2022, I believe.
Yeah. And there has been grants. We have recently received a $40 million grant by the federal government, and that's addressing, I don't know, 4 roads in the north, and only bits of those roads, not the whole road. Mm. So it takes a lot of money, and that cost is increasing all the time with inflation and increasing the cost of workers, materials. And lack of availability of appropriately trained workers as well. Or teams of workers.
Yeah, there's a big demand for a plant equipment when you've got everyone's roads in a bad condition. Gillian, there's been a lot said about the different teams running. What makes you and Labor different from the other groups?
I guess we will provide balance. I think we're a fairly pragmatic crew. We look at the practical ways of delivering on things. We don't always aim for the most perfect thing, but the thing that will make the difference in a pragmatic way we promote equity, we promote fairness. We will always be looking at a way of delivering things that is at least cost and least inconvenience to the residents of the Shoalhaven. We're not extreme in any way. I think we're fairly moderate in the way we approach things, and pragmatic, I guess. We offer a pragmatism. We are not beholden to developers. We are not beholden to, we believe in conservation of the environment and sustainability of our beautiful environment here in the Shoalhaven. But, you know, sometimes there may need to be concessions made or whatever.
How do you balance that out? Because, you've come down to the Shoalhaven because it's a beautiful place, just like a hell of a lot of other people and a lot of people who visit on weekends or on their school holidays. So how do you balance that the needs for or the demand for, say, residential or holiday buildings and the environment?
I guess a holiday areas are very separate to the areas. Well, not very separate, but holiday areas have different needs, I guess, and people, from what I've observed and what I knew as a person who came here on my holidays, we were happy to drive, you know, to Ulladulla from Bendalong to play tennis. We were relaxed. We were, you know, having a holiday. And it's a very different experience to living here. How do you balance it? I guess those holiday places need to remain pretty much, obviously can't remain as they are, but once again, development needs to be done carefully. And I think it's outside the affordable housing type stream that we're looking at for Ulladulla and Nowra and possibly even Milton, Huskisson, et cetera. I think they're two separate sort of things, two separate setups.
Moving along, and I guess...
Does that make sense?
It does, Julian. I'm sure there'll be lots of discussion in the community about those issues, as there always is. Just closing on that big issue I talked a bit with Patricia White about, which is the proposals by the Council General Manager of reducing services. That's obviously an impact on the community, both the local community but also tourists who might find the place less attractive. How do you, how do you balance off those proposals and, you know, the demands on services?
Well, I participated in the workshop where we looked at the different ways we could that services could be reduced with the most minimal impact on ratepayers. And I think there was something like 68 ideas that had been expanded, and each one had been looked at quite forensically with the number of people impacted, the cost saving, whether or not it would be acceptable to the local community or not. And we discussed each of those cases extremely thoroughly, and we chose the ones that had the least impact on residents, like closing the Ulla Dulla Library for 3 hours on a Sunday. 9 residents used that library on a Sunday. I don't see that as a huge impact on the community or on
tourists. It's a cumulative thing. It's a complex thing, though, isn't it? Because it could be those 9 residents, other people who are perhaps escaping difficult situations at home, or just don't have their, might be kids who've got no access to computers. So it's a really complex thing, isn't it?
And we did talk about that, and that was something I raised with each of these closures, especially at the libraries, because I think libraries are a sanctuary for some people.
Often are, yeah.
The people who are most vulnerable use them as a sanctuary, and also kids who don't have access to computers at home. But I understand from the staff at the library that, I'm only talking about the library in this example, they were older people going to read the paper, and Patricia volunteered the idea, a very good idea, I think, that they could make the cafe is open next to the library, and therefore the newspaper should be available at the cafe. Therefore, the people can sit at the cafe and read the paper. So, you know,
they're the little things.
That's a really little thing. And Sanctuary Point Library was another closure that I was really concerned about because it could impact on young people who were experiencing difficulty at home or not having the space at home to study and work.
But Gillian, I think young people didn't use that. Yeah.
on that time it was closed. Yeah.
Gillian, so, I reckon,
you know, we considered each case thoroughly.
We could talk about these issues, and I'm sure we will after the election, because they are ongoing issues and ones that I think all the community should think about. Gillian, I thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been really lovely to chat with you. Gillian, Councillor Lily Gillian Boyd, I should say, is the lead candidate for Labor in Ward 3. And all you can do now, people, is listen to all the words that our candidates have said and consider your vote. And I'm sure they'd all welcome conversations with you as well offline.